It's On Second Thought. I'm Bradley George, and for Celeste Headlee. One of the luminous icons of the 20th century was pianist, singer, songwriter, activist Nina Simone. During the Civil Rights Movement, she was the voice of and for many frustrated African Americans, and a new musical in Atlanta tells her story from the very beginning.
Loving is the thing I crave. With your love, I'd be your slave.
Oh, give me some.
It's called Simply Simone, which opens Saturday night at the Theatrical Outfit in Atlanta. And joining us this morning to talk about it is the show's director and choreographer, Pedro Harris. And with him are two of the four actresses playing Nina Simone, Shawnee Meissonet and Chelsea Reynolds. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hello.
In this show, we're introduced, as we said, to four versions of Nina Simone at different periods of her life. And here's a clip from the show. To give people a sense of how that plays out.
They call me Nina.
Nina Simone.
Dr. Nina Simone, if you please.
And what I am is a black classical pianist.
The queen of African-rooted classical music.
Hard to believe that the woman standing before you came into this world in the back of a shack with no running water in the boondocks of Tryon, North Carolina.
Pedro, starting off, why was it important to have four women tell the story of Nina Simone's life?
Well, I think it's the essence of Nina. So if you could speak to yourself when you were 10, 20, and 30, and 40, what would you say to yourself? And in this interpretation, we get a chance to get the involvement of all of your whole self speaking back to your life, and it comes out really great.
Shawnee and Chelsea, what kind of preparation did you all do to prepare for playing her, Nina Simone?
Just a lot of researching, more so the videos of her interviews. I did a lot of even studying the script, exercising and preparing, because I know what kind of director and choreographer Pedro is, and just preparing yourselves to go all in.
Right.
Shawnee?
Yes, so I knew her music, but knowing her music was not enough. You had to dig way deeper. So watching videos and clips of her took you into this whole nother world that is so like mesmerizing, to see the journey that she went on, to see what backed the way that she was, because she had this persona that everyone thought, wow, this is one type of person. But if you dig deeper, man, she had some, you know, strength to her.
Absolutely.
So let's get into that a little bit more. So Chelsea, you play one of the younger versions of Nina.
Yes, I play her youngest version.
And where is she at in her life when we meet you?
I start off really young, in a sense of you knowing a child that would roll on the floor, literally. That's me, just a very playful, hopeful, jolly child with a big dream. That's me in the beginning. She started playing the organ at a young age, or the piano, and being the pianist. Okay, for the musician at her mom's church. So she started at a very young age. I go from that age up into auditioning for college and preparing for that. So that's the role that I take as Nina Simone.
And all of the Ninas jump around, so it's not in chronological
order.
So you jump around, and then she may, Nina 1 may have an issue, but Nina 4 may say the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's an interesting mix of where the playwrights are giving it to us, and we really like that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We actually have a clip here of Nina Simone. This is from an interview with her in 1984, and she talks about some of her earliest memories of music, and just telling for our director here, this is clip number 8.
3 years old, I remember a piano came into the house, and I was a child, so I didn't know who bought the piano. And I remember playing God Be With You Till We Meet Again in the key of F. And of course, I didn't know what the key was. So I leave that for you to scramble.
Yeah. Chelsea, did you get that point in your portrayal where you felt some of that same excitement that Nina must have felt when she started performing music?
Absolutely. Most definitely. I think for me, I started music at a young age as well, so I can definitely relate to the excitement and having nothing but a dream, you know, not really knowing where it's going to take you, but knowing that you have the desire and the hope to be as great as she turned out to be.
Shawnee, where is your Nina at when we meet her in the play?
I play Nina around her like 20s to 30s age. It's at a time when she has discovered her gift, but she doesn't know where it's going to take her. And she needs to get out. She's ready for her to get out the house. She grew up in this really, she had a minister mother, so she was really well kept, but she wanted to be free. So it's at the moment where she's gone to these auditions. She's become this jazz singer, although she wants to be a classical music, you know, classical pianist. She just wants to break away and find who she is. And so you find a lot of excitement, and yet she keeps getting, you know, backburned. And so she keeps with racism, mm-hmm. and, you know, many political views that when she's trying to audition for the Curtis Institute of Music, she's obviously talented, and so talented that they're, you know, surprised, but she's rejected because of her color. Mm-hmm. And you will get to see how she feels in that moment with Chelsea, and mm-hmm. she plays that exact rejection and how the ladies around her feel towards her, and it's so... Wow, it just takes you back,
right.
You know?
Just the human element of balancing your entire life, all your dreams, your whole community, your family, everybody mm-hmm. in your town supporting you, and you get there and they stop you because of your color.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a hard balance in life.
Hard, yeah.
What, for you, Shawnee and Chelsea, what was the most challenging part of doing this show?
Good. Yes, most definitely. I think for me, and it's something that I enjoy, period. As an actress, being able to, I think in my real life or on the natural side of Chelsea, I'm sometimes vulnerable. I'm sometimes to myself. But in this and with the piece that we're doing, you're vulnerable all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to move from one emotion to the next emotion and you have to keep it going. And it can be a challenge because sometimes you want to get swallowed up in the moment. But you have to keep it moving. So I think that's one of the great challenges, something that makes you greater in the end as a performer, as an actress, as a musical artist. Just the challenge to be vulnerable, but at the same time be able to be versatile and keep it pushing.
Right.
Shawnee?
Same thing like she said, really digging into who mm-hmm. she is and stripping away 2017.
Yes.
What 2017 yeah. is like, going way back to, you know, their mannerisms in the day, what you could and could not do. There was a certain Absolutely. Standard to what, you know, that we could, you know, people of color could do. We couldn't, well, same thing now. We can't, you know, act out a certain way and, you know, we can't be, they were more self-conscious about the things that they did back then. And so we have to kind of reel ourselves back. And that's pretty much the...
Yeah. In culture, you know, we move musically. Mm-hmm. Like now we move very syncopated. Pop, 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 pop. Back then it was eighth notes, and I mean half notes and quarter notes. So we find thank you, good to me. So the language and the movement, they
yes.
matched. So to reel them back to that period just so they can get that every day to walk and talk and breathe and be classy and etiquette, because she was educated
right.
and very
exactly.
she was very elegant, you know.
Absolutely.
She was groomed in a way that she would be very elegant. So to get them that quality that's different than how we do it now.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
To walk them back in history every single day. So we have things at rehearsal. We would rehearse things on our diction. We would say, I think, like, titillate your appetites with Dottie Stacey Tidbits, you know, so we could get all those things out, you know.
And then yes. jump around history, as you're saying, because it doesn't move
yes,
in a chronological
way. Exactly.
And everybody plays, even though she was Nina 1, Shawnee's Nina, Chelsea's Nina 1, she's had to do things with Nina 4.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, she's in the play, she'll go back and sings her life about being the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
Nina 1 sings that song. So it's a good mixture of,
absolutely.
But the kindness and the love stays true
yes.
to Nina 1.
Absolutely.
You know.
We're talking about Nina Simone, and you play at Theatrical Outfit in Atlanta. Simply Simone tells the story of the life through her music, and musically she had such a distinct vocal style. Shawnee and Chelsea, I wonder for you, what was the challenge? You know, you don't want to, you have your individual styles, you have your individual voices.
Yeah.
Was there any temptation, though, to try to replicate the way that she that she sings.
Absolutely yeah. not. So the libretto that we received is merely a foundation, just a layout of what the composer wanted. So he specifically asked for us to be our own artists. Yep. So we're speaking, we're singing and acting the way, in essence, of Nina, but they allowed for us to be our own artists because Nina is one of a kind and no one can, you know, duplicate, replicate anything that she did. But to carry on her essence is really important.
Shawnee, anything you want to add to that?
Chelsea. Yes.
Oh, it's Chelsea. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was looking at Shawnee and then looking at and saying your name. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
you're
so
just
sorry.
Fine. I'll say when you first get the job, you're wondering, am I supposed to try, you know? But in the end, as Shawnee said, they did give us the privilege of being able to stay true to who we are, but definitely embodying how she felt in that moment. Mm-hmm. How she would have sung it more so on the emotional side, the mental side, where she was. That's more so where we're coming from, but we get to stay true to who we are as well and hopefully do her justice when we do the play.
So there's one turning point in her life, and it's the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in Birmingham in 1963. We played this clip before, but I'm going to play it again because it illustrates that point in the show.
Addie Mae Collins.
Blood on the leaves.
Carol Robertson.
And blood at the roof.
Cynthia Wesley.
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze.
And Denise McNair.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Patrick, what does that moment do to Nina Simone? What is that moment in her life?
Strange fruits. How do you... She was a master at taking emotion and words and lyric and music and making them have a great marriage. And in Strange Fruit, you know, you hear it, it sounds like and it feels like what's going on. A lot of times in music, you know, we can get a great idea. But in that moment of talking about Strange Fruit, people of color being hung from trees, which will make the strange fruit. And Shawnee does a great rendition of it and moving that way and interpreting that way. But in our version of it, it's very moving. It's one of the most difficult moments in the play. Sometimes the actors are crying at rehearsal because it's just hard to evolve and let that come out of you. We always talk about being a vessel and not a container. Mm-hmm. So you have to be a vessel and let all those emotions move through you, but still keep going, which makes it very difficult.
Shawnee, it sounds like a pretty intense moment in the show.
Oh, my goodness, it is. It's probably one of the toughest songs that I've had to perform because it's not, you have to strip away all of that technique and deal with the issue at the moment. And to be true to that moment, it's kind of like being naked on stage. You just have to let it go. Just, you know, it makes you that vulnerable. And to picture these types of situations where people are hanging from trees, people are standing around looking at the bodies, or, you know, just passing by and you might see your brother. Like, that takes it, you know.
Well, we're also hearing the names of the four girls that were killed in the 16th Street Baptist Church.
Takes you to another place.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the people who were lost, I tell them in this moment, I said, for everybody to not have a voice, the people who were on the side of the road that we never heard their names,
absolutely,
that they were lost in the bushes, people who were raped, people who were murdered, babies who were killed, you are the voice of those people.
You know, you've talked about some of the racism that Nina Simone faced, but this particular moment, the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing, 1963, what kind of turning point was that for her in her life? Do we see that in the show? Do we see this kind of evolution from where she was to where she got to?
We get like a piece of history. Because, yes, she was, you know, even though it's her life, she's living around what's going on in America. The reason that pushes us to go other places where people just accept you. And when you can do something so heinous that way, to go and bomb a church where people are trying to love and care for each other. There's nothing against anybody. Mm-hmm. Just trying to open their hearts. And it's children. They haven't even lived their lives. That lets you know what kind of America at that point we're living in, we should all be aware of.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. I would have to say, so this was a turning point for her because she realized before this happened, she put herself well, you know, she was well put together. But after situation, hangings, bombings, all this stuff happened, she automatically switched into this activist person that she became. She listened to Lorraine, she listened to Langston Hughes, and she lashed back.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Chelsea and Shawnee, what did you learn about Nina Simone doing the show that you didn't know going into it?
I think I learned more about her human side. Mm-hmm. I had watched the documentary, and it only gave kind of one, it was one-sided a little bit. You know, it did kind of make her look more like a bad person in some senses, you know. And when I took the script, I read it, I got to act it out and go over it a couple times with the girls. The more you hear it too with the repetition, it definitely opens your eyes to different things. For me, she was strong, as she said. She had a heart, you know, as Shawnee said a second ago. After so many different occasions of being let down and the murders and everything else that was going on around her, built her into the anger and the hurt and the disappointment that she felt. But she was definitely a loving person who had a big dream and in reality just wanted to be accepted and loved for what she did and who she was outside of just her color.
All right, that's Shawnee Maissanet. We also heard from Chelsea Reynolds, two of the actresses playing Nina Simone in the musical Simply Simone. We also heard from director and choreographer Patro Harris. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And Simply Simone opens Saturday at 7:30 at Theatrical Outfit in downtown Atlanta.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel.